Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy.
Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. First, we have a message for our caring adults. We'd like to mention that our podcast, website, and YouTube channel are only possible through the support of wonderful people like you. Please help us out. For less than the cost of one cup of coffee, you can support our effort to help kids, adults, and even animals relax. Show us you like what we're doing with a monthly donation of $1, $2, or $5. Every little bit helps. Go to aweisland.com/donate and give the amount that's right for you. Thank you. Now on with relaxing.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? First, let's take three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay, deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Today you're going to think about how your body feels in the air, resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, so you are very safe. You will start by thinking about your feet. Slowly move up to your head. And end with thinking about your entire body. Now, let's find your cloud. It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze hugs you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about and focus on your feet. They are floating on the cloud. What do you feel? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your feet up and breathe like a dragon in and out. Next, think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Feel the warm breeze surround you as the cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Now, focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud carries you and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to drift between them. Your hands relax and float on the warm cloud. Now, think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the wind gently circle them, then rest your arms on the cloud. Focus on your shoulders. Let them settle down into the cloud and breathe like a dragon in and out. The cloud will hold your shoulders gently and rock you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it long and loose? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side. Your head rests on the cloud. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort and relaxation as the cloud gently rocks and cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze circles your face and you relax even more. Now your whole body is floating. The cozy cloud supports and wraps your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck like a cozy blanket. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you back and forth, back and forth. As you float in the air. As you continue to float, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is The Twinkling Sky. Pink clouds outlined by light dotted the sky. The deep red sun dropped down, ready for its nighttime slumber. With great enthusiasm, purples and blues had been painted across the sky. The sunset was spectacular today. Slowly, the vivid colors melted away, and the rich night's blue filled the sky. Anna lied on her back in the grass, watching the sky. As the night fell, the moon glowed, and the stars twinkled their hello. The little girl took a deep dragon breath in and out. Full of wonder at the beauty unfolding in the sky above her. Then she saw it. A blinking yellow light hovered in the sky above her. Anna wondered what it was. She watched as the blinking yellow light whirled around, dancing on the breeze, and then up into the branches of the willow tree. Anna hoped that the light would come back. After a moment of watching the willow's branches gently sway back and forth, back and forth. Anna looked back up at the moon. It was a perfect circle tonight, and bright white. Then it happened again. A yellow blinking light hovered above her. Wait, there were two. No, three. More and more blinking yellow lights filled the sky, circling each other and dancing. Now Anna sat up. What were they? She waved her hand in the air, and the lights gracefully moved away. Anna stood up. Little yellow lights blinked around her. She decided to catch one. Maybe then she would find out what it was. Anna gently moved her hands and scooped a light out of the air, quickly covering it with her other hand. Slowly, she opened her hands to peek inside. There was a little black and red bug with black wings resting on Anna's palm. It looked up at her inquisitively. Anna had never seen anything like it. She closed her hands and ran to her parents. "Mom! Dad!" Anna exclaimed. "Look what I found!" They were relaxing and enjoying the beautiful night sky as Anna came running up. "What do you have there?" her dad said. "I don't know. It looks like a bug. It blinks a yellow light. They're all over the sky." Anna's dad looked at her mom and they smiled. "Let's see," he said. Anna carefully opened her hand. The little bug was resting and looked up at her again. "That," her dad said, "is a lightning bug. Or a firefly, if you prefer." Anna laughed as the lightning bug walked across her hand, tickling her. "It's such a gentle bug," she said in between giggles. The lightning bug had climbed onto the back of her hand and was upside down briefly. Then Anna gently turned her hand over, trying not to lose the bug. "Yes, they are," her mom chimed in. "I love watching them in the sky." "What are you going to do with that one?" "I think I'll let her go," Anna said. "I like watching them in the sky too, and I wouldn't want to keep her away from her friends. So whenever she wants to leave, she can." The lightning bug took another look at Anna and opened its wings. Gracefully, the little lightning bug floated up off of Anna's hand and hovered, blinking in front of her face. Anna smiled and said, "Goodbye. Thank you for lighting up the sky tonight." Off the little bug went. Anna watched the lightning bugs dance and dance. Sometimes all the little lights blinked together. Then slowly they would start to blink at different times again. Soon, it was time to get ready for bed. Once she had finished her bedtime routine, Anna yawned and stretched, taking one last peek out her window at the lightning bugs. She hopped into bed. Anna nestled into her fluffy pillow, feeling cozy and warm, and thought of all she had to be grateful for. Anna was grateful to have seen the gorgeous sunset. She was happy to have seen the blinking yellow lights. Anna was also thankful she had learned about the gentle lightning bug. Now she looked forward to seeing her twinkling friends in the evening. Anna closed her eyes, gave herself a big hug, and then relaxed. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Ha! Anna took another dragon breath, calming her body. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Her mind quieted, and Anna fell asleep. Twinkling yellow lightning bugs hovered around her in her dreams. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.